my dad, his grandmother, that would be my great-grandmother, came to America in 1844. Apparently in those days, well, you can about imagine, they were sailing ships, and it was a cholera-ridden ship. Everybody was sick. She was only 8 years old, and her mother, the ship docked in New Orleans, not on the East Coast, came to New Orleans, and that's where her mother and brother died. And her little sister went to live with another family and was never found again. They didn't do follow-ups. The one remaining daughter and the father ended up in Cincinnati before moving west to Minnesota. According to my aunt, more danger confronted Grandma Kaler when she arrived in New Ulm on a steamboat. Grandma Kaler, she was very kind to the Indians when they came to the door. She would give them bread, and they gave her moccasins for her children, in return. While her husband was away at Fort Ridgely in August 1862, those Indians tried to warn her of an impending attack by the Dakota warriors, but they could not speak each other's languages. Grandma Kaler's house was burned to the ground, and she barely escaped to town, to New Ulm, with her children and her life. So they had a barricade here in town, so that's where she came to for safety with her children. But Grandpa, the husband, was still up at the fort. And the story was, when the Indians came down the river and attacked the fort, he was there as a carpenter. He was up there working as a carpenter. The soldiers put a gun in his hands and said, you know, you've got to help us keep these Indians away from the fort, which he did. And that gun was always a prize of my dad's, and he gave it to the Historical Society, and it is there among the Indian mementos on the third floor, which is dedicated to beadwork and all of that kind of thing.